You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Red Sox going for the three-game sweep of the Rays. Members of the Red Sox, Rays, Boston Bruins, and Florida Panthers collecting donations before the game for Hurricane Irma relief. We'll take it to the bottom of the second, Sam Travis at the plate.
And the payoff, swinging a high fly right field, not all that deep. Runner tagging at third, Vasquez. Here's the catch by Smith. Here comes Christian, the throw to the plate. He slides, and he is out. Very close at home, but Ramos got him. That time Smith made a good throw. Red Sox may want to look. We'll see.
It was worth the gamble anyway because of what they saw from his arm the first time. I think he's actually safe, Joe, with the replay we're looking at in the booth.
The call is out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How can you make that call?
2-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit in a right field. It's a give them the lead. Cut off by Mookie, out by the pesky Paul. Ramos lumbers home, and over to third, Scooch Kiermaier. It's 2-1, Tampa Bay. So Longoria's been very quiet in this series. Rips an RBI single to right. And he swings and hits one deep to center. Jackie going back, but this one he watches sail away into the hitter's backdrop. Just over the wall, a home run for Ramos. And it is 3-1, Tampa Bay. And the 0-1. Swinging a hard shot to the shortstop. Echevarria steps on second, throws to first, double play. And Raffy swings and grounds one to second. Grabbed by Miller on an easy hop, throws to first to retire the side. Started fast, but Red Sox get nothing to show for. First and second, nobody out after six. 3-1 Rays.
The pitch from Scott. And Duda cranks one to center field near the triangle. Going back, Bradley. He'll stop and watch it. And this ball's gone into the seats above the garage door. A home run for Lucas Duda. His 12th with Tampa Bay. It's now 4-1. That makes it tough.
The Rays win this one 4-1. Alex Cobb goes five innings, one run on four hits with three walks and five strikeouts. Rick Porcello goes five innings, two runs on five hits. He would walk three and strike out four. John Farrell and the Red Sox fall to the Rays 4-1. They end their four-game winning streak with the loss. Here's what Farrell had to say.
We're into this ballgame into the fifth, obviously with a 2-1 disadvantage. He pitches out of a tough jam in the fourth, a really extended inning in that fifth inning where they take the lead with a couple of runs. And at, you know, approaching 100 pitches, thought that was enough for today. But I thought his overall command was improved. He did manage Morrison in the lineup to attack Dickerson in a couple of spots. But on a day where Cobb shut us down, you know, the two runs, unfortunately, are on the right side of it.
They can go into more detail on the offense.
Cobb shut us down. Good curveball. Three or four different pitches for strikes here today. We have one big opportunity in the sixth inning where we get a couple of men on and then a ground ball double play and a ground out. And that was pretty much the extent of any kind of threat that we did mount. Other than that, their bullpen came in and shut us down as well.
John, I know there's variance in offensive production, and as you pointed out, Cobb pitched well, but does it concern you how inconsistent this offense can be 5.5 months in with 18 runs the previous two nights and five singles today?
The difference is the guy on the mound. You can say there's wide swings. We see that. We've lived it. When we've made pitchers and capitalized on mistakes, I thought there were a couple of times where we did square up some balls that really didn't have much to show for it. But we've probably searched high and low for a little bit more consistency inside of a week, inside of a series. But there have been wide swings. To say that there's one consistency throughout, we know that two-out base hit is key for our offense. And even when we've created opportunities, that wasn't the case today.
John, what'd you make of Rick had a very manageable pitch count for the first three innings, then it kind of got out of hand quickly. What kind of happened that second time around?
Some deep counts. They started to, you know, get a couple of base hits the other way. And then as he's trying to minimize the damage, you know, he did get a couple of key strikeouts that involved some deeper counts, higher number of pitches. But in the fifth inning particularly, that was one where You know, he's got a couple, like I said, a couple of deep counts. They end up in a base hit. They end up in a walk. And then the strikeout to, you know, to Dickerson is involved in there. So, you know, it was more of just, you know, they fighting off some quality pitches to get the pitch count where it was.
And what did you kind of make of Sam Travis's defense at first base?
The one pick from Bogey across the diamond with two outs, that's not an easy one. That's one of those in-betweeners, and he did a great job. I think the one thing we've seen throughout the time he's been with us, early in the year and then here now, the work he's put in, it's paying dividends.
Yes, so from where you saw him in spring training to now, you see a better
marked improvement, player. Yes.
What was your take on the play, the plate?
You know, the explanation was they can't definitively say if the foot made contact with the plate. He beat the tag. It was a high tag. The foot was in prior to the tag, but inconclusive from the standpoint of whether the foot swiped across the surface of the plate.
How much of a momentum swing did you feel like that was in the game?
Well, at the time, you get a chance to go up two. Looking back with only one run on the board, yeah, it's big. And I think anytime you think you've got a run scored and it's taken away, yeah, that's a missed opportunity. Vasquez runs the bases extremely well, going from, on the base hit, he ends up at third base after a missed cutoff by Duda. And again, felt like he was safe.
John, why do you think Porcello just hasn't been able to get on a run yet this season?
Well, you know, it comes down to consistency. If the run is defined by wins and losses, a lot of that is out of his control. There's been a number of games in which he's kept us in a position to win. He's pitched well enough to win. And some of those days, he has come up empty.
Do you see any similarities in this season compared to the one he had 2 years ago here?
I think the thing that we always focus on is when he does elevate his four-seamer, does he get back down the bottom of the zone, and how consistently can he make that adjustment in one pitch? I felt like today he was doing that, more so than some other starts of late. Two runs in five innings. I know it's not a deep start, as we've been accustomed to Rick giving us, but still, we're very much in this game today.
Joe, when they showed that replay on the scoreboard, the Rays players went back out on the field.
I think everyone assumed.
Yeah.
From the explanation given, that there wasn't definitive evidence whether or not his foot made contact with the plate. It beat the tag. It was a pass the plate. To the naked eye, you're going to say, yes, it beat the tag. But they can't determine definitively if he made contact with the plate.
Red Sox resume things on Tuesday when they kick off a series against the Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.